December 18th, 1902. Jesus again takes her to suffer with him in order to conquer those who want divorce. As soon as I found myself in my usual state, Blessed Jesus came, but in so much suffering as to arouse compassion. Then, all afflicted, he told me, "My daughter, come again to suffer with me in order to conquer the obstinacy of those who want divorce. Let us try once more. You will always be ready to suffer what I want, won't you? Do you give me your consent?" And I, "Yes, Lord, do whatever you want." As soon as I said yes, Blessed Jesus laid himself within me as crucified. And since my nature was smaller than his, he stretched me so much as to make me reach his very person. Then he poured, very little, yes, but so very bitter and full of sufferings, that not only did I feel the nails at the places of the crucifixion, but I felt my whole body as transfixed by many nails, in such a way that I felt all of myself being crushed. He left me in that position for a little while, and I found myself in the midst of demons, who, on seeing me suffer like that, said, "In the end, this damned one is going to win again, so that we don't make the law divorce. Curse your existence! You try to harm us and to disperse our businesses by ruining our many toils, rendering them vain. But we will make you pay for this. We will move bishops, priests, and people against you, so the next time we will make you drop the swim of accepting sufferings." And while saying this, they sent me whirls of flames and smoke. I felt myself in so much suffering that I could not understand myself. Blessed Jesus came back. At the sight of him, the demons fled, and again he renewed in me the same sufferings, but more intense than before. He repeated this two more times, but even though I was almost constantly with Jesus, I would not say anything to him, because I was as though compressed by strong sufferings. Only he would say to me from time to time, "My daughter, it is necessary that you suffer for now. Have patience. Do you not want to take care of my interests as if they were your own?" And he would sustain me in his arms, for my nature could not bear alone the weight of those sufferings. Then he said to me, "Beloved, do you want to see the evil that occurred during those days in which I kept you suspended from this state?" At that moment, I don't know how, I saw justice. I could see it as full of light, of grace, of chastisements, and of darkness. And as many days as I had been suspended, so many were the streams of darkness that descended over the earth. Those who want to do evil and speak evil had become even more blind and had acquired strength to carry it out, turning against the church and against the sacred people. I was surprised, and Jesus told me, "You thought it was nothing, so much so that you would not bother about it. But it was not so. Have you seen how much evil came about, and how much strength the enemies acquired, to the point of managing to do what they had not been able to do during the time in which I had continuously kept you in this state? After this, it disappeared.